For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The Art in the Square Festival was scheduled for this Saturday in Crandon, but it's been called off because of COVID-19 concerns. The Forest County Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors made the decision and announced it on a Facebook post. The board said while they're disappointed to share the news, protecting their small community and many faithful visitors is of extreme importance. They said with the COVID-19 pandemic continuing to evolve unpredictably in Forest County, they feel strongly that the most cautious course is to allow more time for the situation to stabilize. The Art in the Square Festival has been an ongoing tradition, bringing vendors and visitors to the north from all over the Northwoods and surrounding areas to Forest County. Organizers say they look forward to planning the 2021 festival. President Donald Trump will be touching down in Mosinee tonight, and the Marathon County Sheriff's Department is busy with final preparations. Chief Deputy Chad Billup said estimates of the number of people who come will vary.
We hear differing numbers. We've heard it could be upwards of 15,000 people. Expect that there will be a high volume of traffic coming into the venue between about noon and, let's say, 3 o'clock or so.
Parking for the event is at the center lot at CWA, with overflow parking across the street at Crystal Finishing. However, attendees are encouraged to use taxis and ride shares. Officials also said it's best to travel light for the event. Large bags, things like umbrellas and any keychain, pepper sprays, or pocket knives need to be left in the car. Billup says everyone attending the event will go through a security checkpoint.
Similar to that of the airport when you go through TSA. Be patient, expect a wait, and be respectful of others who will be there.
There will also be a temperature check. The Trump campaign said hand sanitizer and masks will be on site. The Marathon County Health Department is urging those who attend to social distance, wear a mask, and wash hands frequently. Doors are expected to open at 5 o'clock, and at that time, Highway 153 between Westview Drive and Eastview Drive will be closed to traffic. The event is first come, first serve, but there is a screen set up outside for any overflow crowd to watch. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Economic developers in Vilas County admit they have almost no industry in the county. They're not really trying to draw large manufacturers or other big companies. Instead, they're betting on high-speed broadband to make the area attractive to companies, says Jim Tuckwell, the chairman of the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation.
We recognized over the last couple of years that the infrastructure we need isn't superhighways and isn't railroads. The infrastructure we need is broadband, and with broadband, we can attract remote workers, entrepreneurs, and expanding businesses.
On this week's Employed, we visit one web-based company that nearly set up shop in Florida, but high-speed fiber-optic broadband in Land O'Lakes convinced it to move there. Now it virtually serves 45,000 people from around the country from northern Vilas County. You can hear more on our new series Employed, which airs tonight at 5:45 here on WXPR. Just 3 years ago, 300 people worked at the Flambeau River Paper Mills in Park Falls. Since then, it has endured layoffs, a closure, and bankruptcy. But yesterday, the city celebrated something many people thought couldn't happen, the reopening of the city's historic paper mill. Ben Meyer reports from Park Falls.
On the days the mill is operating, a century-old steam whistle sounds at noon over Park Falls. It's been silent for most of the past year. Hundreds of people lost their jobs as the mill fell into bankruptcy, a blow to the facility that dates to Park Falls' earliest days.
The foundations for that machine were put in 1897.
Mayor Michael Boblick showed me around the idle mill that's about to come to life again. The city celebrated the new Park Falls Pulp and Paper Company on Wednesday. The mill's pulp operation is already running. Its three paper machines will do the same in the coming weeks after a year without production and without jobs.
And it was extraordinarily stressful. Last summer was the summer of hell for this community and the workers here.
Boblick estimates he's spent 80% of his hours as mayor trying to negotiate a future for the mill. He's excited about the new ownership group, which is headed by a New Jersey man named Yong Liu.
Thank you, everybody, for gathering together today to celebrate the opening for this old and the new paper mill. After a year of rest, the mill is back,
Managers may shift the mill away from traditional papermaking on machines that are about a century old, instead focusing on paper products more in demand. For all Mayor Boblek cares, as long as the mill is running and the whistle is sounding, the future in Park Falls is bright.
Lights are on, paper will be starting to be made. It's just good to smell the sulfur again in the air. You know, people wake up and smell the flowers while our flowers are sulfur.
For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Park Falls.
The city of Park Falls gave a $1 million loan to the mill to help it restart. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 56. Tonight, a low of 28 with a freeze warning for much of our area. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 56 again. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.